This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Air Force Colonel Randy Larson, who's also executive director for the Commission on the Prevention of Weapons of Mass Destruction, Proliferation, and Terrorism, also known as the WMD Commission. Today, on Tuesday, the co-chairs of that commission, Bob Graham of Florida and Jim Talent of Missouri, gave a report card on how the government is doing in preparing to prevent such an attack on American soil, and the grades are not all that good. And Colonel Larson, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Well, the one that's getting the most attention right now is the F on understanding and preparing for a bioterror threat. I guess it's a little bit hard to prepare adequately when we don't understand it properly. What are we lacking in terms of grasping the threat posed by bioterror?
Well, we think that the senior government officials, this is both the White House and Congress, do not understand the seriousness of the threat, and also they do not understand that there are things that we can do to significantly reduce the threat. And we laid those out in our report about, and it runs everything from rapid detection and diagnosis, which we saw last fall with H1N1, we're grossly unprepared for. In that case, we had 5 months advanced warning. We will have no advanced warning for a bioattack. We didn't have the capability to produce vaccines quickly. We saw that last fall. Our emergency rooms are easily overwhelmed. If you're talking about an anthrax attack, we do not have the capability to clean up. But by the way, there's a recent study by Department of Defense that said it could take decades to clean up the New York City subway from an anthrax attack. Can you imagine New York City without a subway? That is why a combination of those factors in the response spectrum is why we gave them an overall F.
Is it just mostly a matter of efficiency, or what is it that they don't grasp or consider urgent enough about the threat?
That's a very good question, because the White House in November of 2009 put out a report about bio strategy, and in the very front page, this is a report signed by President Obama, on the very front page, it said that terrorism is a threat that could threaten hundreds of thousands of Americans, and the economic consequences could be in excess of $1 trillion for each attack. So they make that statement, but we do not see them putting the priority on it. The good news is the White House has already responded to our press conference this morning and our report. They say the president is going to address this tomorrow night in the State of the Union. It will give him the opportunity to, like President Kennedy did early in his administration when he said, I want to put a man on the moon and safely return him to the earth within the decade. Tomorrow night, the president of the United States should say it's America's long-term goal to remove bioterrorism from the category of WMD. And that is possible with American technology and know-how if we give it the right priority.
How available is the threat of bioterror? Can these terrorist groups get it pretty easily, or is it largely complicated?
Well, right now, I'm in a car. I'm heading out to brief 125 senior military officers about this threat. I've been doing that for 10 years, briefing the Department of Defense about this threat. And I tell you, it's getting easier every day. That's the problem. In the 1960s, the United States used to have an offensive biological warfare program. Most people don't know about that. So did the Soviet Union back in the 60s. The United States got out of that business in 69 by a direct order by President Nixon. But back then, it took superpower technology to do that. Because of this incredible biotechnical revolution that's going on, which has so many great benefits for our kids and our grandkids and us and whatever, we live longer and healthier, there's a dark side to that biotechnology. I have a test tube in my briefcase right now that has a weaponized Bacillus globigii. Genetically, it's nearly identical to Bacillus anthracis. That's what causes anthrax. If you can make one, you can make the other. This was made with equipment bought off the Internet that costs less money than the car that I'm riding in right now. So it's accessible to so many people. Where would you get the pathogens? You know, in the summer of 2008, Ted Turner lost 176 buffalo on his ranch in Montana because they ate in the wrong pasture and there happened to be anthrax in the soil. People die of plague every year in the United States. So what we're saying is these pathogens are available in nature. The technology to turn them into a weapon is available on the Internet for $10,000 or so. We know people want to kill us. We saw that on Christmas Day. This is the only way they can kill large numbers of Americans. That's why we have to take it seriously.
The report also addresses progress or lack of progress on the nuclear front. This is more of a mixed bag. Explain briefly what was done well and not done so well in the past year or so.
Well, on the nuclear side, you know, it's an issue we've been dealing with for 60 years. The administration put a very sharp team in place that they brought in to run the nuclear program. So we're seeing good progress in that side. we see, the commission sees the threat of bioterrorism far more likely than nuclear terrorism. There's certainly some room for improvement on that side. You know, one of the other F grades, though, was for the U.S. Congress. The 9/11 Commission said they needed to reorganize. When the 9/11 Commission released their report, they said there were 82 committees and subcommittees with oversight responsibility for Homeland Security. They said you need to reduce that. Well, our report today says there's 108 committees and subcommittees. That is headed in the wrong direction. We give Congress a failing grade for properly addressing this very serious issue.
You said a moment ago, Colonel Larson, that the president needs to make a strong Kennedy-esque statement about the type of world he wants to see in terms of removing the bioterror threat and the terrorism threat in general. What kind of concrete steps would you encourage him? What specific legislation could Congress pursue? What does the public need to know? How does this all unfold?
One of the most specific things we put in our report is the fact that there's a program called BARDA, Advanced Development Fund. It is this program in Health and Human Services where we try to give them to help the private sector develop the vaccines and therapeutics we need to counter this. You know, pharmaceutical companies would much rather make things that would lower our blood cholesterol and lower our blood pressure than they would making something that only has one customer, and that's the U.S. government. But that's what we need. Congress and the administration has been funding this at 10% of what we say is required. In the 2011 budget that's being worked right now, they say $300 million. We say it's about $3.5 billion. Now, that sounds like a big number, but when you compare it to some of the numbers they throw around the Department of Defense for weapons systems, it's pretty small potatoes. But it's just as important. Public health preparedness is a critical part of national security in the 21st century. We need to understand that. Yes, we need to spend money on the Department of Defense, but asking for $3 billion is not asking for a lot that can make a big change in our safety. And by the way, the money we spend on this, that has a great dual benefit. Improving our emergency rooms to handle surges, whether it's a bio attack or an earthquake or whatever, that makes a lot of sense. It's good for our families. This should have broad support across America.
And finally, sir, what role will the commission play in emphasizing the importance of moving on these things?
Well, the commission, unfortunately, goes away on February 28th. This was initially a one-year commission. Congress, bipartisan, the Republican and Democratic leadership asked this bipartisan commission to extend for a second year. That goes away February 28th. The commission ends, but the mission does not. So Senator Graham and Senator Talent and I are going to carry on. We're creating a not-for-profit organization. We want to keep Congress and the administration focused on these critically important issues. Joining us on the stage today was Carrie Lamack, who is the head of the families of 9/11. She sat up there next to Senator Graham. She held up a picture of her mother, who was on American Flight 11. She was murdered on American Flight 11. And Carrie and the families of 9/11 are supporting our efforts so that we never have to go through that kind of tragedy again, because a bio tragedy would be far greater than 9/11.
Colonel Larson, I know it's a busy day, sir. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Colonel Randy Larson, U.S. Air Force retired Executive Director of the Commission on the Prevention of Weapons of Mass Destruction, Proliferation, and Terrorism. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.